Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and education is our featured topic here all hour long. We're going to start with USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And School Board Member Daryl Eady joining us as well.
Good morning, Brandon.
Glad to have you both in studio today. Last school board meeting of 2019, and the meeting itself, the business meeting, not a lot on the agenda tonight.
Yeah, we try to keep it light intentionally. Number one, because we're doing the work session for the legislative session before that. So that'll be a lot of the heavy lifting tonight. We'll be with our partners in Topeka.
But if we get to have a couple of special recognitions and stuff tonight, that'll be good. And the board meeting itself should be nice and short. That's always unusual for us, it seems.
Well, very good. Well, end of the year, you're getting ready for Christmas break. A lot of folks probably excited there at the school district right now.
I'm sure the students are very excited. They've got, 2.5 days left. Friday is the actual last day of school, December the 20th. Then they get to rest up for a couple weeks, and then they will be coming back on January the 6th, 2020.
Yeah, there tends to be a lot of excitement and energy in our buildings this time of year. So it's also a time people are tired, too. They're pretty tired when it gets dark early and gets, light late, and can be a tough time of year for a lot of people, but, we'll keep pushing forward and do everything we can.
And good for the teachers. They get a nice reset here. I think, probably no one's looking forward to it as much as maybe the teachers here.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, if they still have finals, they'll have to grade because there's finals this week. I know some on Thursday. I doubt there'll be any on Friday. That'd be kind of tough. But
So the work does, I always say the work doesn't go away, but it changes. Mm-hmm. It changes a little bit what you do.
Well, coming up tonight here, as you mentioned, your regular meetings at 6:30, but probably the big ticket item tonight is at 5:00. That's the legislative meeting here with area lawmakers from Topeka. And you have who all is coming out tonight that agreed to come out?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure about the final list, but I do know Senator Tom Hawke, Sidney Carlin will be there, Tom Phillips will be there, I believe Ms. Carlson. I don't believe Mr. Highland or Mr. Pyle will be able to be in attendance tonight. I believe we also get our state board rep, Dina Horst. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody in there, but we send an invite to anybody that represents any area within 383 and usually have a good conversation, just a little bit of emphasis on what's important to our district moving forward to Topeka. And we've had some great legislative partners in the past, and sometimes we've had to encourage messages a little harder than others. And we'll see what happens this year, but there's a lot going on. I mean, there's always something going on in Topeka, and we just want our voice to be heard and represented by the people that represent us.
Well, the good thing is we do have a good group here to work with that are very educational minded, which is really good since Manhattan has K-State, us, MATC, MCC, and all the others. So it's good to have a group that really promotes education. And so this is a good group to really talk to and do some tweaking on different things, like special education or anything like that we can help them or they can help us or just give information back and forth. That's a lot of what this meeting is.
Okay. Well, I know one of the things here Sam wrote in his previous story was discussion perhaps on at-risk funding. Is that something that will be discussed here tonight?
Yeah, part of the state formula that was sent through the court and approved by the court included something called high-density at-risk funding, which is your – I always call them pockets of property where you have some schools that have a really high concentration of free reduced lunches in them, and those kids are typically some of the hardest to work with, the most at risk of failing and dropping out of school. So throwing in resources and being able to address some of those needs early on is really important. And so the legislature addressed that through this, partially through high density at risk weighting, which sunsets at the end of this year. So it'll be something pretty important on a statewide level to address those pockets of poverty across the state. It's something we would like to see continued, even though it doesn't impact our community. It does impact our community significantly, some other communities very significantly. But looking at that issue on a statewide level, I think it's pretty important for that to continue. So I think we're going to make that point with our legislators tonight.
Now, we do have a very high volume, actually, of kids. In fact, over the Christmas break, we've made arrangements so at the Ogden School we'll be able to feed individuals up to the age of 18 over the break a little bit, because that's a really high poverty area. And then we also have a lot, you know, in the Northview area and some other areas throughout the district that are really at risk, and which helps with Title I and different different levels of funding that really need that extra reading, extra math, extra, you know, bits and pieces of help sometimes that they wouldn't normally get at home because, you know, all the parents have to work, or if they even have the parents, or any number of reasons. Heck, even for a regular family with a regular student, sometimes that extra help really makes a difference.
So I see that, yeah, that those provisions expire in July. So you're looking for more like an extension then of the that to continue?
Yeah, either extend it or just funnel it into the formula as it is right now.
Gotcha. Well, another thing that'll probably, I imagine, will come up here tonight has to do with the vaping and e-cigarettes and just kind of that whole mess right now that a lot of districts are struggling with.
Yeah, that very well could be. And I know the state board's working on vaping as an issue. But I think, you know, if we tackle it with the legislature as well as the local governments, I think it's something we're going to have to tackle collectively. I don't think anybody wants to be on an island fighting something that's could be an epidemic with youth.
Well, we partnered with that attorney up in Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
To promote that lawsuit and to be a part of that as well. At a no cost to our taxpayers. I want to add that in. Only if they actually gain some funding will they receive payment. But we are very much behind helping our students understand the problems and the issues with vaping and any of the alcohol and drug and cigarettes issues that they'll deal with.
And I saw last week that the state board's trying to get even more tough on some of the bans and not just smoking but vaping on any school properties here. Would that require you to change some of your policies right now?
Not that I've seen so far. I think they want to make it a conversation and make sure everybody's having those conversations. As far as the state board goes, mandating what a local school district does in terms of that is unlike them to do, but I think they want to make sure we're emphasizing it and addressing it. And if it's going to be allowed on properties, that it's because you make a choice to allow it on properties. And if you're going to deny it on properties, it's a choice that you're going to deny it on properties. But I don't think they have the authority to come in and say all school districts across the state are going to do this. That's kind of out of their lane.
Yeah.
But I understand why they're addressing it on a statewide level. It's important.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we have a pretty strict guidelines on that anyway, so, you know, maybe they'll come up to our standards. You never know.
Yeah. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back, talk more with Daryl Eady and Eric Reed here from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.